everyone, and welcome to another episode of Top Model Rewind. This is Danielle.
And this is Alex.
And we have a new guest. Hello, yay. Christina. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We love talking to top model fans, which you are. And if you're not, that'd be very weird that you asked to be on the show.
That'd be so weird. Oh, we should do that though. Have somebody on that's never seen it and just reacts.
Actually, I would kind of like to hear what their thoughts would be, but yeah.
I mean, that's me every week with my fiance. He's blind.
Oh yeah.
That's
Alex has the same situation with Harrison. Mm-hmm. Like he'll watch and like he's experiencing it all for the first time.
He is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How often do you watch America's Next Top Model?
So I rewatch cycles 1 through 12 every year.
Pretty good.
I caught you guys during my most recent rewatch of cycle 2, and I just started listening to you guys, and I always stop before 13, so I haven't seen 13 since it originally aired.
Oh my God.
My first rewatch.
Why do you stop at 12?
Let me guess. Do you do January through December, like the months of the year,
just 1 through month. 12?
Is that how it works, or do you just cram it all into like a few weeks?
Yeah.
I wish I could say I did every month of the year. It's more like a manic, like
that's my style.
Yeah, for sure. The only way to really watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's how I am too. Like before I was recording, you know, I'm watching an episode every single week. I would do that. Mm-hmm. I would like not watch for a while, and then like all of a sudden be like, I'm obsessed again. I need to watch all the seasons.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, why stop at 12? Like, why not go any farther?
I don't know. I think it was a habit because when Cycle 13 first aired, I didn't like it. And upon rewatching it now, you know, 10 years later, more than that, I do like it. But I think my initial problem with it was the petite part of the petite cycle. And we can get into that. I am 5 feet tall, so you think I would love this cycle.
I'd be excited, yeah.
there's just so many things about it that I didn't like. I like it more now. It just never really piqued my interest. And all of the cycles after that, like, I would watch them sporadically. But for some reason, that 1 through 12, it's home
it just
for
hits
me.
It's different. Yeah. There is a certain point where the seasons of Top Model start feeling less, like, enjoyable for me to watch. It doesn't happen until I think for me, like cycle 17. So it took me a little bit longer to get the ick, I guess, for Top Model. But I can understand getting it at 12, like before or at 13. I could get that.
13 is like the turn of the worm for the show.
Turn of the worm.
Is that a phrase that's
ever been used? Yeah. Oh, okay. I've never
heard it. Yes, it is. It's a phrase. Yeah.
Is this a dog pet thing that you guys can
No, it's not. It's actually, I think it's a hip hop thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It has something to do with hip hop history. Turn of the Worm. Look up Dr. Dre and the Turn of the Worm. Anywho's. Wow. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. 13. Yeah. Sorry. Anyways, yeah, I get distracted easily, but we're here. Cycle 13 is like, to me, like, it's like the middle. It's the middle way of America's Next Top Model. So I feel like after Cycle 13, things start to get more pandering, more questionable the whole time. It's more gimmicky. Every cycle like gets more and more gimmicky.
I think 14 is not so bad. And then I kind of
still can't remember it.
It gets weird. But so on this rewatch of it, like, do you think that you've, like, do you think it was just bad, or do you think you just like weren't in the right like headspace to enjoy it when you first watched it the first time?
It's not bad. It's not a bad cycle. There are ostensibly bad cycles of America's Next Top Model that I think the community in general agrees upon. As we get into like social media scores.
Hey, I never said it wasn't bad. It's entertaining. It's terrible, but I love it. Come on. Yeah.
I don't know what my problem was all those years ago. Again, maybe because I myself am quite sure I just to internalize something. But looking at it now, I like the cycle. I think the models in it are really top-notch, some of them. I was really surprised going through it, realizing they didn't do very many challenges that had anything to do with petite modeling. They
Yeah,
didn't
it's not
talk a
weird.
lot about what job opportunities might come their way specifically as petite models. And I'm pretty sure they didn't do a runway challenge until the finale. Am I
Oh
wrong?
man. I guess
Did they
they
do a runway challenge?
didn't. Well, oh no, they did the one where they were like, it was the short models or the petite models next to the regular
Oh,
sized, the
yeah.
giant
That was
models.
ridiculous. That was insane.
They did it once, but like,
Yeah,
yeah,
that
it
was
didn't seem to be a
interesting.
focus this season, I don't
And
think.
I agree. They only did like one episode that was like a big focus on
The
petite modeling and
lengthening.
like opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, they were just like, you look short or you look not short. So
It just
very
seems
helpful
like they'd
stuff, you know?
wanna, yeah, it seems like they'd wanna play that up more. I know that they've really emphasized their shortness, making them wear flats, having the top models come in, having Tyra wearing 6-inch heels. Like, you know, that's okay. I think that looks really interesting on TV and really accentuates how
It's
short Tyra
dynamic.
sees these girls as, even though some of them are 5'8". But I do wish that I had seen some more about like what it means to be a petite model, because I think when I saw that cycle as a younger, I guess, teen, I was like, that's not real modeling. That's not even real. So what am I watching? It feels
Where you're
fake.
like, this is not useful at all. Like, how is this supposed to help me become
Nice pipe
a job
dream,
model?
Tyra.
My
Nice.
model
Yeah.
aspirations are crushed. But I
it's really not a
learned
bad
nothing.
cycle. It'll probably go back into my rewatch cycle.
Yeah. Oh my goodness,
Nice.
that would be
Nice.
wonderful to have it folded into the annual cycle rewatch. What an honor.
There's just some
So
good
what?
characters this cycle.
Yeah. What is your favorite cycle of America's Next Top Model?
I like, okay, so like 2 through 8, I think, are some of my favorite cycles. And I remember watching 7 and 8 in real time. Those are the first ones I watched in real time. So they are really exciting to me because there's so much nostalgia. But upon my most recent rewatch, 4 and 6 really stood out to me. I'm a big Dani fan.
Yes.
And I
Always.
mean, not only is she incredibly, lovely as a personality and successful as a model, but the Gap storyline hit me. I have a gap, and I don't think I'd ever seen anyone talk positively about a tooth gap on television, much less a modeling competition. So something about her success and her humility is like, that whole cycle is fascinating. And it's wonderful to know how like great of a career she's gone on to have.
So were you, how did you feel? So Dani was very, she loved her gap, but then the show, obviously not so much of a fan of the gap.
Oh my God, they hated
So
it.
did that like, but that was it just all about like Dani for you and how she embraced it, or what were your thoughts on the
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, I was so young watching these like middle school years. Those are really impactful years to see any kind of television, but especially stuff about body image. Tyra, she's so silly. She's always doing different makeovers. So I guess I never took her
You're
harsh
like, this is
opinions to
just
heart.
another.
Yeah, I was like, she's
It is
just,
insane. It's insane watching that cycle back because you see Joni and Danny go through literal like physical
teeth trouble.
torture. Yeah, just awful, awful things. And they're just like, no, everyone's just rolling with it. Joni's like, this is horrible. And everybody else is just like, eh, they'll get through it. It's
Yeah,
terrible.
and that Joni's realness too, her like ability to identify what was actually going on around her was refreshing. You didn't see that a lot on reality TV. Everyone's kind of going with the flow. And I love America's Next Top Model, but I also love when the contestants are like, let's be real.
I
Like,
did
this is wild.
this is
It
crazy.
almost hits like when Joni's like after she's been in the chair for whatever it is, like 12 hours or something. How long was she in the chair? I don't
It was
remember,
a
but
long time.
it was a long time. But
Definitely a
it
full work
almost looks
day.
like yes, oh for sure, and then some. But it was like she went and found the camera and was like, "Get me a camera, get me a camera. Come look at my face, look at my face. Look what they've done to me." Like it was very much a, I don't know, found footage moment.
Yeah, I think she was
Lot of
high
humor,
on.
a lot of
Oh yeah,
humor amongst those
I hope
people.
she was high.
Yeah. So is Danny your favorite contestant ever, or do you have another top contestant?
She's definitely in my top.
Yeah.
It's hard because I think a lot of my favorite contestants have very little to do with their modeling abilities in my head, because the people that were funny or the people that really had an interesting story are the ones that stick out to me. And so like I have a big soft spot for Anjali. And I liked her modeling too, but I really liked her story.
Yeah.
And Joni, again, I love following Joni on Instagram now because she's so different. But I really think if she had chosen to pursue modeling further, she would have been great at that too. She was a really strong contestant.
Yeah.
And I was surprised just a little bit at the result of that cycle. But like I said, I love Danny too. So cycle six is great. Cycle seven too. Or was it cycle seven that was Carrie D and Melrose?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I was big fans of those ladies when I was younger too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The old ones are just classics, of course.
Yeah.
So this particular episode that we are on, I guess we'll just like go to present day.
Let's dive in. Oh, we didn't say that last week. Should have said that last
week. Let's dive in. Oh, when they were doing the diving shoot, we should have said that.
That was insane.
We didn't. Yeah.
Terrible podcast.
So what do we say this week? Let's
what do they do?
They dance. There's the Pelé photo shoot. I don't know. We're not good hosts. We don't have any puns for you.
I'll come up with it next week and let you know.
yeah. That's what we always do it late. Our intros are for the week before.
Yep. Gotta think about it more, you know.
Well, this episode is, like I said, they do some hula hooping.
That would be so fun.
Hip hop dancing. And then they do a shoot where they are, it's embodying the goddess Pele, but they really don't, in my opinion, but you know, whatever. but anyway, that's what happens this week. And why did you choose this episode? You have a dancing background, is that correct? Or
not a dancing background. I mean, I love dancing. Looking through the episodes, I couldn't remember the hula hip hop. And I guess I wanted to comment on an episode that I wasn't incredibly familiar with. I wanted to see it with fresh eyes. And I don't know. I'm towards the end of the cycle, I think, is when this one gets the best. I think are we at the top four? Yeah, we're the top four. Mm-hmm. It's a strong top four. Like, I'm not mad at it.
It is. It is a strong top four, but it is a top four that they want to cut in half. Like they decided to do a double elimination. I think it's the first time they do this. Like,
why?
At the final four.
Yeah.
I really disliked it personally.
I don't get it.
I thought it was really unfair. Because it's such a good final four. So like, why do you need to do a double elimination here? You know, like, give them another week. One of them
might be about to turn up, you know, you don't know.
And it felt like there was a direct consequence from it, wherein like Laura gets to go to final two, which to me, she wasn't really a final two model in my opinion. Like, I think she could have been a final three model, but final two felt weird to me. And I feel like it was a consequence of the double elimination where they had to get rid of two models this week. Yeah, Jen. That's mostly what I was thinking. Yeah. I didn't want to see Jen go.
I know. I kept forgetting. I like blocked it out. I couldn't remember if it was Laura or Jen that moved on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was like, oh, I can't wait to see Jen's CoverGirl shot. I totally forgot that she didn't have one. And then someone reminded me in our DMs. They were like, oh, yeah, it's a double elimination next week. And I was like, oh, no.
Fantastic.
I don't know. What could have
been? What could have been?
I just think it would have been a really just like a tighter race at the finish, I think, if Jen had been in the final two, personally, for me.
Yeah.
Although it still would have been, I think, far and away Nicole's game. Even Jennifer said, like, in this episode, she was like, you know, Nicole has the final spot. Like we know Nicole has the final spot.
Like, it's who's going to be there with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous that everyone is just like, what a given, but no one is like, Nicole's going to win for sure. Uh-huh. They're just like, well, she's definitely going to get to the final two.
For sure,
she'll definitely get to the final two. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a more winner-winner edit for someone? You know, like,
I guess not a winner-winner edit, but McKee was definitely like consistently one of those, like,
yeah,
just good at everything except commercials, which Nicole shockingly is fine at commercials.
Yeah, right. Like, she's
yeah,
apparently good at everything.
Yeah,
besides dancing. Yeah, this is not the week to say she's good at everything. Mm-hmm. Well, no, to me, it's like, I think even when you've had a model who is a clear winner, they haven't had this clear of an edit. Like, it's obvious that this model is going to win.
Yeah.
Because everyone is saying that she's the best and she's literally never been in the final two. Neither had Jennifer. But No, it was Laura. Who hadn't been in the final two besides Nicole? Was it Laura or Jennifer?
Laura.
Okay, Laura. Neither had Laura, which I was like, mind blown. But I was just so surprised by that. But like, she'd never been in the final two before. Like, it just seemed like, and she is constantly saying how great she is. Nicole is very confident in her ability, which is great. I think she deserves to be. But it just felt like this most, like, everyone is saying she's the best and then she wins. Like, it just seems just like such a, I don't know why they did it, but I love it.
So straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Nicole is just glowing, I think, this episode too.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that
Every time she's on screen, I was like,
yeah,
so I know, right?
Blown away by her. Yeah, her in Hawaii, she was glowing.
That Hawaii skin, yeah, she's like that sun-kissed skin on Nicole really is beautiful.
Yeah,
but don't tan.
Don't tan.
No one tan.
Where your sunscreen? Jennifer,
Tyra said that. It's like, you look great tan, but don't do it. Wink.
Backpedaling, like, backing up. On
you
that.
Look great. Yeah. Yeah, I just like, if you compare Nicole this episode to Nicole the first episode of Cycle 13, it is such a crazy difference to me.
Stark, yeah.
Like, a whole new person.
Picture her with a rusty wheelbarrow going back like this, you know?
Like, she was literally sitting on that hotel chair, just like, arms out, staring to the distance, not communicating with anyone. And then all of a sudden we see her on this episode and she's like in her interviews and she's like so happy and smiley. And then when she's hanging out with the other models, she's so friendly and like just having a good time. It just, my heart really, I just love seeing her in her element this episode.
It's beautiful.
I think part of it is how like supportive the girls who are still here are.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
They're mostly a tight bunch, I think. Besides everyone disliking Erin a little bit. Everyone thinks she's a little annoying this episode. Yeah,
it was interesting how on the bus in this episode when they're riding, I don't know where they're going, but Erin's just like sitting alone in the corner and like all three of the others are just like huddled up talking. And I was just like, does anyone notice this is happening?
Does Erin notice this is happening?
Yeah, she's just like looking out the window.
Like, Erin ended up where Nicole started. They just were like, hips in the night, and Erin started to become more socially isolated as Nicole started to become more confident.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that. That's an interesting observation.
That's true.
I just think like Erin never has a more 18-year-old 18'd than in this episode to me.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. So young seeming, like in the hula dancing challenge where she was just like, she has this tiniest little bit of experience and she is using that to just basically like act like she's so above it all and like knows everything. And it's like, yeah, that's familiar to me. Yeah, cheerleading, right? Like
same as hula.
Sort of, but she was like, I have a dance background, sort of.
If it's like competitive cheerleading, they dance.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
better than nothing.
Yeah.
Well, or she could be one of those cheerleaders who, like, their high school team just like dances at like the pep rallies and stuff. They're not really,
They're
not stunters, they're dancers.
They so danced to Britney Spears' Toxic. Maybe that's what her background is. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I was just say, like, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, speaking of 18, now that I'm thinking about it, all of the final four girls were very young.
Yeah.
You
it's
know,
a really young cast.
I don't know. Was Jennifer the only one out of her teens? Was she 20? I can't even remember.
I think she is the oldest.
Well,
right?
Laura's like, 20 now. It was her birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. Week. So she hit her 20s while in the
She
house.
Hit 20. Yeah.
That was so old. Like that old hag.
Old maid.
20
yeah.
years
okay.
old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, but Jennifer is the oldest, right? I don't know. She definitely gives off.
I don't know.
Older vibes. I don't know.
We could Google it right now, but we're not going to. We're not going.
Yeah, we could, but that's only going to cause a delay. So yeah. why pause and do that?
You guys can do that. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So we get like Nicole glowing. Mm-hmm. Also feel like we got a lot of Laura's. Like they were really pushing Laura to us this episode, I feel like.
Yeah, selling her.
Yeah, with like the storyline, like talking about her background, and then also just like, yeah, the way that she won the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then had this photo that they absolutely loved.
Even though Jay hated it on set, like
yeah,
as it was happening.
Everything
and
she
the
was
photographer
doing.
Didn't like it. Like the photographer was having a rough time.
Yeah, no one seemed to be having a good time.
Yeah.
And her, like, I don't know, something about her in the challenge just didn't, like, I didn't really see her performance and go, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it was okay.
And she was the only one that shook that booty, you know?
Yeah. They.
I really think that's what they were proud of.
Basically, she got chosen because she was, like, yeah, she had the most hip movements out of all the other models.
Yeah, it cracked me up when Jen was like, I bet Laura gets down on the dance floor.
It's like, I bet she does too, although she's not 21 yet. So I don't know. Yeah. She's really, hitting up the club that often in her like small town in Kentucky.
Hey, small towns. That's where people get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they though? That's where everyone knows everyone.
There's
so I don't
the one
know.
Club.
That's true.
Yeah, it's. I guess it depends on like how much are the people in your like bar willing to let the age things
exactly.
Slide. Because they definitely know that you're not of age.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Good point.
But yeah, she had the most hip movements, so therefore she wins the challenge, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about this challenge in general?
Interesting.
It was the same challenge as that they already had, where they were using like dance moves to
dancing challenge.
Yeah, do emotions and stuff. It was just individual instead of group.
There's like only one lesson to be learned from dancing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole's bad at it.
Uh-huh. I wonder what the teach is. Again, uh-huh. It's not pertaining to petite modeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily
true.
Pertaining
not
to
all,
modeling
yeah.
as a whole.
Yeah.
It's a very specific meeting of two types of dance.
It is.
I just wonder. It felt like a little bit of filler. It was interesting.
It's one of those things. Yeah. It's one of those things where Tyra was like, this interests me about the culture. How do I incorporate it in the show?
Yeah.
And she just did this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
because it doesn't even connect to the photo shoot. Like there's nothing about it. That's
no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like,
but they won a great prize.
They did. This is
hotel
like,
vacation.
This is the best that's prize great. I think that they give out this mm-hmm. season. And they actually followed through on it, which I think
nice.
Is like
solid.
Unprecedented. Laura and Jennifer, they said that they went, like they had an Oliver interview where they talked about how they went and they just had like
that's
a
awesome.
Fantastic time and like ate at really nice restaurants and just
hell
like,
yeah.
And the Four Seasons is a nice hotel.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's a good prize.
She said something like, oh, you know, celebrities stay there. And she was like, really?
Yeah, Laura is so, she was like, oh my goodness.
I mean, I would be psyched. Like, seriously, yeah, if I just have a nice hotel, like, I'll just stay in the hotel the whole time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're in Hawaii. I mean,
very White Lotus of you.
That's true. That's true.
Stay in the hotel the entire time.
To be
time.
In Hawaii and to stay in the hotel the whole time. You know?
Yeah. Well, it still seems fantastic. I'm super jealous. yeah. The another thing I thought about this challenge is like, that music that they just, why did they have to play the same music over and over again? Like, that to me was just like,
I know, that's why so it's repetitive. Like, same challenge, same song, back to back. It's annoying.
I was just about to say the dun 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 part stuck in my head on loop.
Yeah, like the hip hop part. Thing, you can't even mimic it. I don't even know.
It's
it
was terrible.
Like, I know. I was about to try and then I was like, no, let me not. But
it's impossible.
I'll do it for you. Don't worry. Yeah.
And I don't know like what royalty free sound they picked from wherever. I just wish
definitely.
Maybe a they very, would have switched it up a little bit.
Very innovative DJ found that. Yeah. You know, and did a bunch of stuff to it.
I was also like, I haven't really heard this. Like, that sound was just so specific. I don't think I've ever heard anything like it.
There's
ever
a reason
since.
You don't hear
I
it
don't
a
know.
Lot. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was a very weird. And then I was wondering, did they have anything playing while they were actually dancing? Probably not. I don't know.
I wonder if they didn't. That'd be very interesting.
I
think
did.
They have a little boombox. I think
those girls dance in silence. I mean, that
they,
seems.
They just made them count. That would be so rude.
Miss J was singing, so what are we saying? Okay.
They have Aaron counting from the sidelines. And
yeah.
One, two, three, four. Nicole, you're so lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering, because they don't, like, in movies, right? That's what they do. Like, they don't actually play the music while, like, during dance scenes. They just play, like, the first part of the song, and then they just have them dance on beat. Like, is that what they're doing?
I doubt that's what they did here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they played an actual boombox. Song and had to cover it up with the royalty-free dun dun dun.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
But yeah, just repetitive, the same like hula song, and then like this interesting like hip hop beat, just over and over again. And I don't know, who's your favorite? Anyone?
I think Jen was actually my favorite. I thought she was the most, I don't know if she got all the steps in, but it felt like she was the most on time compared to everybody else. But Laura, I thought, did a really good job too. Nicole was terrible.
Yeah.
Sweet Nicole.
Well, we weren't expecting anything more.
Yeah.
He said, Aaron, I'm not going to do well.
Yeah. Everyone knew. Everyone knew.
Aaron was fine. She was fine.
She was fine.
She's harsh.
Not terrible.
You know, there's something pointy about everything she does, especially when
she smirks
dances.
A
she
lot.
Does smirk. Yeah.
Like her, she almost like can't smile. She's definitely not a commercial model. It's like she has to like do a little like half smile. It's a little weird. I don't know.
Okay.
Like it looks good like in modeling photos, but I don't know. Like it's just,
I mean, her makeover is not commercial, and I think
true.
Her photos showcase. Like Yeah, that alien-esque, like, high fashion vibe.
Yeah,
it's not
they
a
did
bad
that
thing
her.
At all, but
yeah.
I don't see Cover Girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, from Aaron.
I think everyone actually that did, like, the happiness emotion.
Felt weird.
It was so
felt
creepy.
Fake.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, Nicole and Aaron both did it, and I was like, ooh, I didn't like
that.
Yeah,
stop
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
I really like Jennifer's hula portion. I know the dance or the instructor said it, and Anna Rita Sloss, that was the instructor. And I also felt that it was like very lovely. I really liked her hula portion.
Yeah, she looked great. Yeah.
And yeah, I thought Laura was just fine, and I thought Aaron was just fine. I thought, yeah, Nicole's terrible. That's about how I felt too. So.
Oh, Nicole. Yep.
Yeah. She knew.
You got to have an Achilles heel.
Yeah, it was funny when Aaron was like, I don't even think she knows how awkward she is. And then Nicole was like, my story is about how I was awkward. I was like,
yep, I know.
She
I thought
knows.
That was so great. Yeah, no, she's self-aware.
I think she's aware.
She truly can't control it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else to say about this challenge? Any other thoughts?
Oh, I had a thought kind of unrelated to the challenge, but I noticed when they showed up for Hip Hop Hula, the clothing that they were wearing brought me back to Tunics. Do you guys remember?
Oh yeah. I love Tunics.
Fashion statement. Me too. Loved them. It's funny seeing them on the petite models. I remember as a short person growing up thinking, I love these Tunics. They were very in fashion at the time. They do accentuate the shortness.
They make you look shorter. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great to see these.
I remember that as well.
Wearing that anyways. They looked great, but I forgot about Tunics and it was nice to remember.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said something because I was going to say something about Nicole's outfit and how I felt like, I don't know if Stagecoach, like the country music festival, was like around at this point, but if so, that's exactly what you would wear to Stagecoach, I think, in like 2000.
I don't know what that is, but
era. It's a country music festival in California. Gotcha. It was just like giving country vibes to me, like
cowboy hat on her.
Yes, Stagecoach. Yeah. It was like this big straw hat and like this turquoise. You know that. That turquoise, is it turquoise? I'm not sure, but that color was so popular at that point. That just like really bright blue. I don't know. It was just like such a throwback outfit for me.
Big jewels, right?
Yeah. She had that.
Oh yes, I remember right in the middle. She had that big piece. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was later on when she had those super big jewel earrings, like during the photo shoot too. Yeah, it was just a. It was a very cohesive look from challenge to shoot. But yeah, anyway, so that was the challenge. You already talked about who won, Laura and their prize. And then it pretty much goes straight to the shoot. There's like not much downtime this episode, I feel like. And this is where they learn that it's a double elimination.
Ah, shock. Scary. Yeah, I'd be like, why? Wait, is there a reason why?
Yeah.
Why is a really good question still? Why did they choose to do this cycle?
I don't know.
Planned from the beginning?
I don't know.
Always know there was going to be a double, like the producers. I mean, not the
maybe. Yeah, because in panel they're acting like, oh, we have no choice but to do this elimination. It's like, is that true? I don't.
Was it pre-planned or was it based on who was in the final four? And for some reason they needed to cut. Too. Did it have something to do with the number of episodes they wanted to release? Like, I have questions. Yeah.
But like, they always do the final three as one episode, don't they? Usually, where they like cut one, then do runway, and then I don't know.
Been doing since time eternal. Yeah. I feel like they have to commit to it before the season starts, right? Because they have to like know how many episodes are cleared for and all these things. They probably have a very set filming schedule. So I think that was the reason. I just don't understand. Like, I feel like this happens a lot with reality TV shows as time goes on. Like, they think that this is a way to like make it more exciting where they change like the structure of the season slightly. Yeah. And I'm just like, it does nothing for me in terms of excitement and only throws me off every single time. I don't get it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I
some people just stop watching the show altogether when that
happens. You're like, I'm done. I'm out. This is it.
They're starting to really shift stuff around.
Change.
I feel like Survivor went through like 20 seasons before it started making any changes to how stuff. And it worked for Survivor. I was hooked. It was consistent. Nothing weird happened like that for a while.
But you're still watching Survivor, so.
Yeah, true.
I guess they still got you.
Oh, they still got me. The hooks are in.
I mean, 20 seasons are the same thing. Like, you become a loyal, dedicated fan. So.
Yeah, I don't like.
What am I supposed to do?
The same thing over and over again. I don't know.
Yeah, it's comforting.
I like predictability.
We need some predictability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times are tumultuous. I need America's Next Top Models format to be the exact same. All the time,
every single cycle,
and I honestly like when you come to cycle 23 and 24, which I know Alex hasn't seen, but I don't know if you've ever seen Christina, probably not since you didn't watch, you don't like past cycle 13. Have you?
I
don't want to assume.
I think the last cycle I've actually watched was the second boy girl cycle, I don't remember which one that was.
That would put me off too. Cycle 23, cycle 24, when they come back to the original format, feels so damn good. Like, it just, it's like a homecoming, honestly.
Interesting.
Like, even though like the production value is down, there's no overseas trip, Tyra is not the judge. It still felt good just because it was like no social media vote and it was just women.
The gimmicks weren't in there.
Yeah, it just felt good again, even though it was like still not that good. But Mr. J has a t-shirt that has scissors on it for this, which rude, but
yeah,
very dramatic.
A little harsh, yeah.
Yeah, way harsh, Ty.
You know, Hawaii was treating him good, too, because he looked like a Ken doll during the shoot.
Like, he always looks like a Ken doll to me. Yeah, I don't know. That's true.
But yeah, he looked extra good.
More so than usual. Yeah, I agree. So the shoot is they're going to be, they say, styled like Pele, a volcanic Hawaiian goddess. And yeah, to me, I really didn't get it. I guess they were goddesses because they wore like flowy dresses.
Because they were beautiful. I don't know. They just made them really pretty. That was like all I got out of it.
I know. And they were on a rock too. I was like, that's not a volcano. Like, why aren't you posing on a side of a volcano?
This is a lie. Like, yeah.
Of all.
It was like, volcanic rock that run off over a long period of time.
Yeah. But this is America's Next Top Model. They love a gimmick. Take them to the top of a volcano. Get serious. Dangle them over the
volcano.
Put
them in a harness. That's what I was going to say. Helicopter shoot. Yep.
That's what I want from this.
Drone shoot. Yeah.
They love a harness. They love invoking fear during a shoot.
Yes.
So that would be good.
Yeah.
Or drag a trampoline to the edge and have them jump on it. Like something, please. Like, I don't know.
Do your best in trampoline
post,
trick.
They have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a volcano just erupting.
Oh my God.
You're like, when is it going to erupt? Let's go now. Yeah. Or pyrotechnics. I don't know. Give me something different. Yeah.
This them is just scaling like, the side of a volcano. That would have been cool.
That would be good. Yeah, literally. Be great. There were
so many options. Yeah.
And I didn't know them. But that just had me thinking, you know how in Iceland you can like walk up to like an active volcano with like all like the molten lava. Yeah. Why do they never go to Iceland and do a shoot there?
They never did go to Iceland, did they?
No, they don't.
Dang.
Yeah. I think it was too before like people were on to Iceland as like a really cool place to go. You know?
Maybe. Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. I saw a real fun episode of Something Weird with Zac Efron. That's not what it's called. I don't know what it's called. But he goes to Iceland
like
and
it
they
could be a show. Something.
That's basically what it is. He just like takes his interesting friend, like piggybacks on traveling trips with him. And it's just like, look at this. And they bake bread underground in Iceland by the volcanoes because underground gets to like a baking temperature.
Really hot. Yeah.
Very hot, like an oven. And it's moist.
Also there where it was baking temperature?
Yeah, they just dug a hole and underground was like hot, hot.
I see. Okay, yeah. You stick the bread in the ground. It's not like
stick the bread in the ground.
Wasn't baking his body.
Yeah, I was
he
like,
was not. No, 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 no.
Like they would die.
Like, No. It's like very casually like, yeah, we dig a hole and then you put the bread in the hole and then you cover up the hole. Yeah.
Like ice fishing, but with
it's
bread.
The opposite of ice fishing.
Yeah, yes. It is opposite
yeah.
of ice fishing.
Yeah. Hot.
I'm gonna put food in the hole. Get it hot.
In the hot hole. Yeah.
Yeah. That is, you're right. It is actually the opposite thing. But yeah, I feel like they could have gone a little bit more intense with this and they didn't. So
they missed another opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They were all like put though. I will say like they all made their makeup really glowy, which I loved. I thought they all looked fantastic.
Shiny.
Yeah. I think everyone looks good. I think with a little bit of shine. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I kept seeing like a makeup assistant patting the girls down on the arms and the shoulders. Yeah. And oh my wasn't sure if it was sunscreen or maybe like a body oil with some sparkle in it, some shimmer. Whatever it was working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was working. It looked really nice. Although I will say I hope that they didn't put any oil on poor Laura, because that just burns you up.
Her sunburn was popping in this episode too when she didn't have makeup on. Like,
I know.
Bad.
Girl.
I'm really surprised they never said anything about her sunburn.
Like, I mean, they were like, we did this to you. this is definitely on us.
Guess so. But usually they're like, oh, your skin is looking like this. Like, you really need to put on sunscreen. What are you doing? Da, 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 da. I don't know.
Protect your skin.
How gracious of them to say nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, okay, well, you actually have a medical condition because you're so pale. So we're just going to be silent on this one.
Yep.
Yeah. Like a little piglet in a skillet.
It's the best.
Jennifer, she like, her toes were hanging on for dear life on that rock.
Yeah, she could not stop standing on her tippy toes. He was like, stop doing that. It won't happen.
Yeah. I bet she was like, yeah, sore afterwards. Oh, like, God. They were clenched, man.
It reminds me of, I had driver's ed with somebody that would get so nervous behind the wheel that they would like hang on to the wheel so tight that you could see their fingers starting to turn white.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was like, that's what it reminded me of. Just like, gotta flex my feet. Just those compulsions you're not aware of.
I wonder how hard it was. I mean, they said multiple times, like, watch out, the rocks are uneven.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure like how bad it really was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't look easy.
It was weird to me that Laura got to wear flip-flops and no one else did when she was like walking to the rocks. I was like,
interesting.
I was like, was she just like the only one who was like, can I wear flip-flops?
Maybe she was like, I'm flat-footed. So
yeah.
You I was kind of wondering assist me.
If she was the last one and they were like, okay, this has been really rough. So let's actually put some flip-flops
give them some flip-flops. Yeah.
Someone run to Old Navy, get some flip-flops for like $3 and bring them back here because we need
anybody bring flip-flops in their van? Yeah, go grab your flip-flops. Yeah.
They're on a beach. There's got to be flip-flops somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be a PA with flip-flops or a producer or something like that.
Oh, there's a producer around there. Just cargo shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. There's Laura, I felt like, was very awkward during the whole thing. Like,
yeah, I agree. It's kind of weird.
One moment where she's like on one leg and just kind of.
Why was she going for that so hard? I don't know if they were like, keep going. But she really wanted to nail that timing, like being up like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I didn't get it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Good
in concept. Thoughts? Not an expert.
Yeah, she was like, I feel like she was, you know, channeling some like yoga moves, maybe, you know, like the balancing thing. But no, it didn't really, you have to have balance for that to work. So it didn't really work out so well.
Yeah.
Or maybe you need to be sitting on a flat surface and not jagged rocks.
That would really help. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Just a thought.
I do wish that they had a photo of Pele or multiple photos of her likeness that they could use as inspo. I think that is the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. Inspo that
bare
they
minimum.
Could have provided the ladies, because other than that, all they had to go off of was J. Manuel saying, this is a Hawaiian goddess known for passion, anger, intensity, go stand on the rock, you know.
And then they all were very serene, like no one was showing
I was like, is she a goddess of love? What is she the goddess of? Because I missed the part where they said anything about who she was. I knew they did, I just didn't see it. But
I was confused. So I think there's a little bit
fire
depth to her. Yeah, she's not just like
magma.
Yeah.
It's got to be a little spicy.
I was just trying to look up some stuff. It says in folklore, Pele travels through the islands, appearing to mankind as a beautiful young woman or as an old woman, sometimes accompanied by a white dog. Well, all good things so far. I like all of that. Dogs are great. It says small towns and entire forests have been wiped out by Pele's passionate, unpredictable, and volatile temper. Okay, so she has a temper. And I didn't really see that reflected in this.
I'm looking at some Pele images, and that would have been fantastic inspiration. You're right. These are all very, like, informative, fiery, scary.
Refuse her request and suffer her wrath. I mean, this sounds like she has a side of her that is a little bit more, you know, rational.
Destructive.
So I did not see that reflected.
That would have made sense if they're climbing up the side of the volcano or having some sort of explosion going on in the background.
Yeah.
That fits better.
There really is some, is some Nicole energy in this photo. You probably can't see it that well, but
yeah.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, I looked up the photos. Like, I didn't actually read too much about the goddess until just now, but I did look up the photos and was like, yeah, the vibe is not there. Like, this is not
yeah, no.
the Pele, like, represented in these photos.
The power isn't there.
That information was from Hawaii.com, by the way, that I read.
Hawaii.com. So we know it's legit.
That's a credible source.
Everything on the internet's
true. .com. Yeah. Yeah. Not .gov. Okay.
Well, I was looking at the National Park Services at first, and it was just not good. So I was like, Hawaii.com came through on this. So I don't know. But yeah, it just was not the vibe. I think it was just like it was something different than I think they were supposed to be portraying.
I think they could have done like, I don't know. I think they did a little disservice, or I guess a big disservice, to Hawaiian culture throughout these last few episodes, starting of course with the Hapa episode. And it's like, maybe just the tiniest bit more research in production could have change things.
Ask anyone.
It's the consistency of mistakes that is so irritating, because it's like, man, they just don't learn anything. They just continue to commit like the same problematic errors. I agree. This reminded me of the Hapa photo shoot. So I was like, they just didn't even try.
Yeah.
They were just like, portray a goddess. Blah.
And Jennifer was like, oh, let me do prayer hands. So I was like,
they're always like this in statues. And I was like, are they? I don't think they really are, but they are always like this.
Yeah. I was like, but maybe not this one. Like, possibly. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
it's interesting. It was an interesting perspective on goddess statues.
Yeah. Interestingly, it looks like Pele is like usually like holding fire in her hands. Like, that's her like pose. Whoa. So a little bit different.
The photographer said multiple times, like, Jennifer, that's good for one or two shots, but we got to stop with the prayer hands.
Yeah. even they were like, no prayer hands.
It's fine. You know, we can move on. We got what we need from that, you know?
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this shoot?
Nicole killed it, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought she did a great job.
Loved watching her. Loved
her face was so good in this shoot.
Yeah, her film was just like really amazing. Must have been amazing. Like we saw it like in motion, and it just seemed great.
Yeah, her face and her bone structure looks good from so many angles. She has a heavy brow.
I know.
And Aaron kind of does too, but I think it's just like angles wise, and then we can talk about this more when we look at her photo. Like, on a down angle, some models look amazing. On an up angle, some models look amazing, and they're always telling them, you know, you have a side profile that's good. You have a straight on that's good. Always lift your chin. Always lower your chin. Like, each model seems to get a specific type of feedback. But with Nicole, maybe this is part of what annoyed the other girls. Her feedback is usually pretty positive, because angles-wise, her face looks good from every angle. And that's just something
that's versatile.
Is bone structure. You know, she can't help that. But I could God see that given. Very much in this shoot. And I think that makeup too also had something to do with it. She had a dark, smoky eye, which really like made me focus in on that.
It was like smoldering.
Yeah, it was good though. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the photos. Okay, so starting with Aaron.
Yeah.
They just love a blonde and white. They love to do that.
Yeah. This is my favorite photo, actually, though. I don't know about you guys.
It's a good one.
But it's my favorite.
I think it might be my favorite, too, even though I do agree Nicole's is fabulous. Mm-hmm. And even Laura's does something for me. But this is one I could very legitimately see in an editorial spread.
Looks like it could be part of a campaign.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She has that like haughty like look on her face, where she's kind of like bored of what you're saying but still beautiful, that I think is just very model-esque, and so I like it.
It's nice. I really like Aaron's photo this week. I think it's a shame that this is the week that she leaves.
Yeah.
Just because I thought she performed really well on the set. And yeah, she just has such an interesting face.
Oh yeah, she had that little trick thing that she did where she wasn't doing so well, and then they gave her feedback and she decided to...
She said, I sing one of those pop songs that the teenagers are singing. I was like, you're not a teenager.
That made me laugh so much, because number one, did she say initially the name of a song and a producer had to say, no, just say pop songs, we can't release, like... you know, for legal reasons, probably. We can't say like, maybe. You know, Jay-Z or something. But
yeah,
but it ended up making her sound like a grandmother.
We can't say get low.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be accurate, actually. but that she did like take criticism and do something good with it, which I was like, if only she had the chance last week to have some criticism, that feedback that she could have chosen to like inform her photo shoot, but she did it. But here she did, and it actually worked.
I really think Erin has a ton of potential. I think that she just has like, there's something about her personality. I guess it really is just her immaturity that gets in her way, because they do tell her she's getting in her own way.
I mean, she is.
It's a solid photo. I don't know if it's my favorite this week, but it's solid.
I just think like these girls that are fresh out of high school, they haven't even had maybe a lot of work experience.
Right.
So getting criticized can hit harder coming from maybe a small town, big, like big fish in a small pond kind of thing. And going into, you know, the reality TV show world is such a harsh contrast to probably what her life was like just a few short months ago before she did the show. So like in some ways I'm really forgiving to the way that she has acted throughout the show, because like you said, like who has 18 harder than Erin on America's Next Top Model? She was just trying to find her way. And this final photo, I do wish that she had gone to the final two, because this was good. And a lot of her other photos were good. I just think like this was stronger than Laura.
This is one of her strongest. Yeah.
Yeah. And they say like Tyra's like, well, your film wasn't good. So like, you know, I mean, I didn't see the
There's
film.
Always
so,
that.
Like,
we don't know. We never know.
Say, like, yes, you're right. She deserved it. She deserved to go. Cause like she seemed to do okay on set, and then she pulled out a great photo. Apparently her film wasn't good, but like, I don't know. I just like,
I don't know.
I think she could have been, she should have at least been final three, I feel like.
Just really wish they would have had a final three, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. I just like the only thing I feel like it's good. I would have liked to see what it looked like if she wasn't like pointing her leg and toe out. Like it's just so much there. Like it was a little bit more like subtle, but I don't know.
I think that like makes the photo, there's a weird like asymmetry in this photo, but it's also balanced.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cause the flow of the dress, the way that she's holding it out, you know, it mirrors her leg, the way that that's sticking out. If you look at it too long, it can start to look scary, but
this
starts
creepy
to look like
some
or something, but just at first look, it does look nice. I think that the Barbie toe there is probably what she was, you know, utilizing from the Marissa Miller challenge and just trying to make her body look long. I think that her limbs look long in this, which is great.
They do. I think she looks the most proportionate probably of all the girls in this shoot. She just looks the tallest.
I do wish they would have toned her hair right before this. I know that that's like consistently a problem with the bleach blonde that they do on the show.
They just
like
look
a little yellow.
Abandon them.
It's not so bad in this photo I'm looking at, but on my TV screen, maybe it was just my TV, it was so yellow.
You could tell.
Yeah, that is a consistent problem that they never.
Not her fault.
No upkeep. No.
Jennifer is next.
I don't know what it is about Jennifer, but she definitely has a knack in photos for looking short compared to everyone else.
I thought you were going to say something really nice. You're like, she has a knack for looking short.
She just sucks at looking tall. She just, something about, like, I can think about like several photos where she does the thing that they have said not to do a few times, where you don't make your torso small, like you don't push it back, but she always seems to find a way to do that. And she's doing it again here, and her arms and her torso both look very small to me.
Yeah. She doesn't seem very tall to me either.
It's not a great pose, and it's not a great
favorite.
It is not Jen's best work. No. Unfortunately.
She does have like a habit of kind of like opening her mouth a little bit too much sometimes. And I feel like here it's just like kind of the same thing.
They said, close that mouth.
Yeah, they did. It was funny to me when they said it was a double elimination. Her like mouth, like, yeah, like you said, just like hung open. And I was just like, this is like a consistent problem in every facet of her life, apparently. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just not like very inspired by the pose. It's just hands on hips.
Yeah.
Her Meh. Feet look kind of flat, but then again, she wasn't doing so hot when she was trying to Barbie toe. So
yeah, it's like she was about to fall over in this photo. She was like, yeah. How do I save it?
I mean, her one leg extended like that. I almost wonder if her dress had covered up that flat foot. It might have given us the illusion of more length, because that's a stark flat foot right there. You know, I almost wish the dress could have just covered that up. And I don't know if she would have looked much longer, but maybe a little bit.
It really,
I think she would have. Yeah.
To me, it really gives like playing dress up vibes and like amateur photo shoot on a beach with your friend. It's just what it makes me think of.
Yeah, just sad because she had so many good photos throughout the cycle. I know. So this is one of like, I guess, the weaker ones. I don't know.
Tragic.
Sorry, Jen.
Yeah, sorry, Jen. All right, Laura.
Ba-ba-boom. Next? It's actually a very solid photo, which you don't think you're going to get after seeing her on set.
Performance.
Yeah, I do think her face looks really good in this photo, but I was surprised that it looked that good based on what everyone was telling her during her shoot.
I don't like this photo.
You don't like it?
Really? I think her face is too just shell-shocked and mouth open, like gaping goldfish for me. I think she looks really short. I think her...
She does look short.
Yeah, I think her... She looks the most disproportionate, actually. Jennifer looks taller to me. But I don't know. It sounded like... What do you think, Christina?
I like it. This is a controversial photo to me, and I can see why someone wouldn't like it. She does look short. Probably the shortest of the bunch. It's, again, it's those flat feet on the rocks, which, like, how could they even help that? And I know she was doing the most you can see in her movement, trying to, you know, push her body out. I love the movement aspect of the photo. I think it was Miss J that said something about her looking like he dragged her hard. He said something about her looking kind of rough in real life or at panel, and then getting the hair and makeup done and looking incredible. And I think this is an example of that. I don't think she looks rough in real life. I think she's beautiful, but the hair and the makeup in this did something extra. I think the volume, the glowiness of the makeup, it does enhance the photo in a way. I wonder if it was a little less va-va-voom, if this would be so Sports Illustrated or if it look more like Jennifer's kind of amateur photo shoot on a beach with a friend thing.
That's fair.
Because the first thing I thought of when I saw this was Sports Illustrated, but I think it has more to do with the hair, the straight on body, having the waves in the background. But if you put this side by side with an Aaron photo, like Aaron's photo in the shoot, it's not great.
Yeah, they are very different. Yeah, different levels.
But the shell shock thing has artistic value. I think it's like fascinating to look at a face like that, as opposed to just like,
how dare you defy me?
Like a Jennifer face that's kind of like
rage.
Boring. Yeah. Like, we haven't seen this from Laura yet, but that doesn't mean it's like the best.
Yeah, right. She did say she wanted to be Victoria's Secret model, and they said it when they saw it. They're like, you look like Victoria's Secret model. So she did. Yep. She's doing what she set out to do.
Also, Miss J said that she was the gold tooth in a mouthful of
That was
oh,
it.
Yeah.
That was
Forgot
it.
About that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a line.
That was. Everyone
I would be like,
so
I don't get it.
Are the other girls okay or what?
What is this metaphor?
But it was weird. All right, do you guys want to move to Nicole?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Okay. For me, it's like, as much as I loved her film, I think this is maybe not the best shot from the film.
She had a dress. This pose was not meant for this dress, because I can tell she's doing a lot with her body, but the dress doesn't let you see any of it, I feel like.
Yeah,
and
true.
I just feel like it was the wrong pose for this garment. Mm-hmm. The face gives me everything, though, which they say that. They're like, this is all about the close-up. Close-up. H2W. I do kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that there was... there was a thing that she was doing in her shoot that I really wanted to see, where she was like twisting her body and kind of like, she was doing like this thing with her hip, like pushing it out. And she had kind of like was holding her dress. I was like, I wanted to see that pose because it looked really cool on camera. But this is the pose they gave me. And I feel like there was a better one in there. I don't know. That's how I felt.
Yep. They shorted us. Yep.
Yeah.
I consistently want to see like what Pyre's top five were photo wise. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I would always love to see that. I wish they would always do that. Here's your best, your standouts of your film.
I'm okay with Nicole getting first call because I do think she deserved it. Like just based on her performance, like she obviously just killed the photo shoot, but yeah, I still think that's why Aaron's photo is my favorite this week. Like I think that for me it goes Aaron, Nicole. And then
you're right. I think, Aaron just embodied like this photo shoot. She triumphed. I also like her dress the most.
Aaron's,
Yeah,
that it was my favorite too. Felt the most
goddess
editorial. Yeah. All right. Any like who was your favorite, Christina? Did you
definitely Aaron? You know, Nicole's my favorite in terms of contestants at this point. And all of her previous work is so solid. So I see why she made it to the finals. It's just like Aaron in this photo was so good that, yeah, I do wonder. I know, I guess they must have had this double elimination pre-planned and Aaron's performance wasn't as consistent as Laura's. But based on this photo alone and the way that she kind of showed some growth with her ability to take criticism in this photo shoot, I just thought they would have taken that more to heart. Usually Jay Manuel sends over his notes, right? And he seemed pretty proud of Aaron and the way this turned out. So I guess if I were Aaron, I would hang on to the fact that this was a double elimination for the rest of my life and be like, I wasn't the worst. I was definitely second from the bottom. Yes. I wouldn't have gotten cut.
If for sure. Were different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
So for you, you feel like Aaron should have been final two, you think, with Nicole?
If we're basing it off of this shoot. Yes.
This shoot,
I can see why the overall landed Laura in the final, but at the same time, you know, at the end when that's they show a replay of the past photos, Aaron's work was really strong. I liked it a lot. So I wouldn't have been surprised to see her at
it's
the end.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because they say they can't see who's going to be next to Nicole. And when you really start thinking about it, you can't really either. It's hard to figure out. Like, they're all very evenly matched in different ways. Aaron and Jen and Laura.
Yeah, even Jen's past work, there were some really good ones. I think if we were going to go, and I know you guys will go photo by photo in the finale, and I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts, but I almost can like feel in my mind, like I think Aaron had more solid photos than Laura and Jen, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, she had really good print, the whole time.
All right, to wrap it up, first call it was Nicole, like we said. Laura is a finalist. Post show, I'd say Jennifer and Aaron both had really successful careers. No surprise that Jennifer is a commercial girl. She obviously did super well in her CoverGirl commercial. She's been in a lot of like acting, filming sort of things. Aaron has also had a really successful career, I think. Just a lot of it, more fashion-y and just like a
did
lot
of. Did she keep of, the? What? She keep the. Platinum blonde with the blonde
I think she
eyebrows.
She might have went back to brunette. She currently is brunette, and I think she was brunette. While I think she kind of did both. I think she did brunette and blonde. She could pull off both.
Yeah, she can.
So we really enjoyed having you on, Christina. Thank you so much. Do you want to plug your anything? Or?
Why not? If you want to look up my business on Instagram, it's called Birchwood Pets. And I do pet care locally, but I also post a lot of cute pictures of dogs and some pet care tips here and there.
Really
so
cute.
That's my little plug. Yeah, but look thanks it up. So much for having me. This was great.
We'll tag you. Yeah, thank you so much. See you guys next week for the finale. All right.
Oh my God, finale.
Bye.
Thank you.